Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
Snap back to Brewer, looking. He's going to take off running. Brewer to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. He dives for the end zone. He's in. Charlie Brewer, 25 yards to the end zone for the Baylor touchdown.
We still got a win, which is good. Never complain about a win. But, I think this will, in the long run, be good for us. Kind of wake us up a little bit heading into next week.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
Well, as I told them, I had the guys stand up who were there in 2017. I said, what would you guys have done if we had won this game in 2017? And they all laughed. They had jumped up for joy. So we're never going to apologize for winning.
Right.
But at the same time, we also understand that it's not, we don't worry about the scoreboard. We worry about the way we played. And so I was pleased with the way they handled themselves down the stretch. There wasn't a lot of panic. There wasn't a lot of, what's going on. Like, they handled it well.
Stay connected with the Voice of the Bears on Twitter, on Instagram, and on Snapchat at Voice of Bears.
Bears run their record to 3-0 on the season. It goes down to the wire, but the Bears win over the Rice Owls tonight here at Rice Stadium. Final score, Baylor 21, Rice 13.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the Voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Highlight cuts courtesy of Baylor Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Coach Matt Rhule, Charlie Brewer in there. Baylor football 3-0 on the season. Welcome in, John Morris Show on a Monday. We'll talk a lot about that, do our Big 12 roundup, talk some Baylor volleyball as they stay undefeated as well, all coming up in the hour. We're glad you're with us this morning. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio. Garrett, you're still fighting those allergies.
Still fighting allergies. Man. Keep taking medicine. They will not go away. It's been like a week now.
It seems like longer than that.
It probably
and you've
is.
Had it bad, too.
Yeah, and it's just, I take medicine like twice a day, and it's every time I go outside, it makes it worse,
yeah.
There's
funny how that works.
Yeah, there's just no stopping this at this point.
Man, oh man. So, do you mind me asking on the air, what are you taking?
I think
that's not working.
I'm taking, I think it's Allegra.
Okay.
And then there's some Sudafed stuff that I got when we were on our trip. I've been taking that as well, and it's just not happening.
Oh man. So I've got it not near as bad as you. I do this nasal spray every day that I think helps. It doesn't completely knock it out, but it helps a little bit. The thing that gets me the most is my eyes just itch.
Yes.
And we've got some eye drops that'll help for that. But my fear is when it gets to kind of where you are, when I get to that point, I'll try a pill and that's not working. Let me try something else. And then you're kind of piling them on top of each other. And that I really don't do that much because it worries me to kind of put pill after pill.
Yeah, and I thought about switching it up, maybe trying some Zyrtec or something different. But I had to break out the eye drops yesterday. But what's really bad is when it gets in your ears and you just feel it itching and there's no hope.
Oh, man.
That's just
that
bad.
Is bad, isn't it? That is bad. So, and I know you're not alone. So take solace in that. There's a lot of people that are fighting allergies right now.
I know. And the weird thing was I've never had allergies. And then when we moved to East Texas and we came back, it was like I got adapted to being out there. And then when I got here, it was just like revenge.
Right, right.
So I've had them horribly ever since then.
And you don't know how many people I've heard say exactly the same thing. They say, I never had allergies in my life until I moved to Waco.
And I've always heard, I don't know how true it is, but I've heard that the way Waco sits with the lake,
something
it's
like that.
The worst part, the worst place in the U.S.
Something
for allergies.
Like that. Yeah, great.
I believe it.
So allergy sufferers unite. You're not alone. There's a lot of us, Garrett included, that are fighting that fight with you.
Yes.
And so growing up, as a kid, I had allergies bad, and it always seemed like it was in the spring. You know, you think about the spring and the new, blooms that are coming on, and that's when I had it the worst. But now, much later in life, it seems like the fall for me for allergies is a lot worse than the spring.
Yeah, and I don't know what causes that.
I don't either.
Mine will flare up in the spring and the fall. But it's like the summer, I might be pretty good. But whatever, I don't know if it's something with the leaves falling and they're dropping. I don't know what it is.
Maybe.
But it's horrible.
Somebody, if anybody knows the answer to that, shoot us a text on the Bush's Chicken text line. 254-662-1660 is the number always available to text us with info there. And I'm sure there's a medical reason for that.
I've seen something. I think HEB has this it's like an allergy medicine that's geared specifically for Texas.
I've tried it.
Does it work?
Yes, it's pretty good.
Okay, I might need to give that a shot.
Because I think it is geared for not just Texas, but us, Central Texas, right here. Yes. That's the one you put a drop under your tongue. Is that what it is?
I haven't seen it. I've heard about it.
No, if it's the one I'm thinking about, I've tried that in the past. Not this year, but I've tried that in the past, and I think it worked pretty well.
Well, that might be my next go-to.
There you go. We need to find you something.
Yeah, something.
Oh, so good luck with that, fighting that fight. All right, Baylor football won Saturday at Rice, 21-13 the final score, 21-3 at halftime. And a lot of folks are saying, wow, should have beaten Rice by a lot more than that. And sure, that would have been nice, but if you want to look at it if you want to see the silver lining in that, it was a real test for Baylor on the road, and they passed the test. They won the game. It was a four-quarter game. Remember last week, Coach Rule said the question was something about would you like to have Charlie stick in there, and play in the second half? And his answer was spot on. He said, we're preparing for Charlie and everybody to play four quarters. And they did. I mean, they had to get past Rice on Saturday night.
Oh, they did. And I mean, they showed some uncharacteristic things at times, the fumbles and things, but that'll get cleaned up. That's nothing to really worry about. It was just, like you said, half of the guys out there hadn't played a full game. So, that has to play into it. You're on the road, you're playing the toughest opponent at the time, and the way that they got, dismantled by Texas, they don't want to do that at home again. They don't want to lose like that. So, you're going to get their best shot from them, and I mean, Baylor's got a lot to learn from. They'll be fine. Don't panic on this. Just let it play out.
That's it. Learning experience. Got the win. 3-0. Now here comes Iowa State coming in. We'll talk more about it in our Big 12 roundup. But Iowa State just pummeled Louisiana Monroe on Saturday.
That's a good win for them. They needed that. And they took care of business. When you play an opponent like that, you should handle it, which they didn't do in the first game when they played Northern Iowa. I'm pretty sure that was in the back of their mind. We can't let this happen again. We need to just go out and take care of business. And they were able to do that.
So that's this Saturday, Baylor and Iowa State, 2:30 kickoff at McLean Stadium. Sold out, gold out is the plan. Wear gold, and I'm guessing the team's going to wear gold, break out the gold jerseys, gold unis all the way around for the first time this Saturday. And great ticket package available if you'd like to come to the game. Four tickets for $40. For this Big 12 conference opener, Baylor and Iowa State. All right, back to Rice. Fun trip to Houston. A lot of Baylor folks there. I went down on Friday, and we had a reception there for some Bear Foundation folks, and that was really fun. There's so many Baylor people in the Houston area. I think behind Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston is the second largest base of Baylor alums. So that was a fun deal on Friday night. President Livingstone was there. Mac Rhodes was there. And we had Mark Addix there, Dr. Mark Addix. You're wearing the Redskins today. He played offensive line for the Redskins.
That's nice.
Yeah. Great All-American offensive lineman for the Bears. Went on 10-year pro career. He actually went to the USFL first. Mm. Got big money from the Los Angeles Express. They targeted him to protect Steve Young. For
not
the LA
job.
Express, exactly. And, made some money there and then went into the NFL and played for the Chiefs and then the Redskins. And then he finishes 10 years of playing professional football. He's, 32, 33 years old and really smart guy. He says, what am I going to do the rest of my life? I think I'll become an orthopedic surgeon. So he starts med school at George Mason, and not just med school. He has to take a lot of undergrad classes to get into med school. In all, he went 13 years of school, not at Baylor. So 4 years at Baylor, and then for his second career, 13 years of school, and now he's one of the top orthopedic surgeons in the world.
That's dedication, first off.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, and that, you see that a lot of the times, because when people do retire, they are young, you know, and you got to have a backup plan. And in a way, he's able to give back to the sport, you know, because there's a lot of people, you know, with orthopedic issues. So he's able to contribute and give back. And that's just a unique career path and how that's worked out for him.
Yep. He knew that. Absolutely. And he did want to get back, give back. There's James Rex pulling in down the row. See if he's listening to us. He's already out of the car.
Yeah.
But then Dr. Addix, now he's prominent on ESPN when they need an orthopedic perspective on something. Mark's the one they go to. So he'd be very well recognized. A lot of folks, you know, who are tuned into ESPN a lot, and a great practice there in Houston. So it was fun to do a short Q&A with him on Friday night at this event. Always, he's got such a great personality and just very successful, obviously, in everything that he's done. One story that I asked him about in front of the crowd was, so when he was here, when Mark was here at school, and his brother John followed him from Killeen High School to Baylor. And John, by the way, is going into the Baylor Athletic Hall of Fame this year.
Awesome.
So it's a great honor for him. But when I was at Channel 10, we did a story with those guys. And what I remembered the story was that those two and their family consumed 8 gallons of milk a week.
What?
8 gallons of milk a week.
I couldn't consume that in like 3 months.
I know, exactly. So that was kind of the point. You know, here's these two big old offensive linemen, growing boys, 8 gallons of milk a week. Wow. So I threw that out to Mark the other night when we were talking, and he said, nah, I don't think that's right. And I said, okay, what is it? He said, I think it was 20 gallons of milk a week.
What?
And I said, 20? Are you serious? He said, yeah, John and I would sit down at breakfast and we'd have a box of cereal each and a gallon of milk each. And that would be their breakfast.
That's so crazy.
That was breakfast. And then the other meals, and maybe in between meals, they would consume that much. 20 gallons of milk a week.
That's mind-boggling. I know. I'm not a big milk person at all.
Right.
So, you know, I just can't fathom having that much milk, you know, in a week. That's unreal.
Well, looking at those guys, they got strong bones for sure. So they need to be on the milk carton in a good way as proponents of drinking milk. But 20 gallons of milk a week.
Man, their parents had to have been like, hustling and bustling to get that. That's crazy.
So that was fun and really great to see him. The other issue on Saturday that I had was, so that deal was Friday night and then stayed over Friday and had some time with a 6 p.m. game, you know, before the rest of our crew got there. So I go out of the hotel on Saturday morning and my tire is flat.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And the hotel guys knew it. They had it pulled up right in front and they were already scurrying to get a pump to fix it. So they were very helpful, almost as if... Yeah, like they knew something
sketchy.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. And so they filled it with air, and then I was just praying, you know, that would hold. So I kept a close eye on it. Met Ricky and JJ and Bob, you know, for lunch. Came back after lunch, checked the tire pressure. It looked good looking at it, but checked the pressure, you know, on the gauge there, and it was dropping. So I thought, this is not good. I got to drive home to Waco,
right. You
know, late night, tonight, Saturday night. So I took them, dropped them off at the stadium. That worked out well. They had to get all the equipment upstairs by themselves without me. And I went and found a Discount Tire that was close. I love Discount Tire and how helpful they are, you know, with fixing flats and plugging holes. But this was Houston. So I went to this place and parked and walked inside and I counted and there were 15 people in front of me in line, to get up to the counter. And then you'd have to wait for them to come around and get back to your car. And this was 2 o'clock, maybe 2:15. And I was trying to do the math in my head. And I said, we're on the air at 4 and I don't have time to stay here. So I just left Discount Tire and didn't wait there. And I said, okay, here's my idea. Worst case scenario, it's flat when I come out after the game. Just put the spare on, and hopefully it holds, and we drive home. Well, that's what happened. I came out after the game. It was dead flat. I mean, it was completely, it's the right rear tire, and completely out of air. So I said, all right, here we go. So nothing to do but jack it up and change the spare. Jerry Hill was riding back with me, and Jerry came out and helped, and we got it changed, and we took off. But with that change, with the tire change, we didn't leave Houston until 11:35.
Wow.
Yeah. So it added, I don't know, 30 minutes or maybe more on our return trip. But it held, you know, all the way home. So thank the Lord for that. Did make a stop at Bucky's in Waller. Had to do that. And then shot on home. And I laid my head on my pillow at 2:52 a.m. on Sunday morning. So it was a late night for sure.
Yeah, that's an adventurous late night. And I mean, luckily, you know, you had somebody riding with you in the
exactly.
event that, you know, something was to happen. And I'm sure you had to yes. drive slower and everything. But
not really.
That's just not really. Just booking it. That's. I mean, they must have done something for them to be acting like that.
I know. They were over the top helpful.
Yeah.
So, as I took the tire off, there was clearly a screw in there. So somebody just run over that, which could have happened anywhere. So I've still got the spare on. I'm going to go to a Discount Tire here in Waco today and hopefully get that replaced.
Yeah, hopefully that works out. And you don't have a long wait for that one.
I know. Well, here I'm not on any kind of timetable,
yeah,
really.
True.
So that'll work out. So back late night on Saturday, and then you think, okay, great. Get up and go to church, get a good Sunday nap. Well, no nap yesterday. We had volleyball to do yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
So and they won, so it was fun. It was great to be there. So never got that Sunday nap. So I slept really good last night.
I bet you did. Did you go to bed early?
No, I wanted to, but
you couldn't get it.
couldn't make that happen. So I'm not complaining. You understand? It was just a late night on Saturday, and then no nap on Sunday, which would have been perfect yesterday.
Oh, absolutely. But you can make up for it, though.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we're off and running on this Monday morning. Appreciate you being with us. Let's do our Big 12 roundup when we come back. Look at the weekend in the Big 12. A little bit later, let you hear from Ryan McGuire, Baylor volleyball coach. Baylor now one of two, count them two, unbeaten Division I programs in the country. And Baylor is one of those. Almost assuredly, they'll jump up in the polls this week as several teams ahead of them, maybe every team ahead of them, lost over the weekend. Baylor was number 5 last week. So we'll see what they do in the polls this week. Got all that coming up. Glad you're with us. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also brought to you by DMRA Fine Jewelers. You know they're at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
DMRA Fine Jewelers is excited to collaborate with Tacori to share the love this year. For the first time ever, Tacori is giving their biggest fans a chance to enter to win a $20,000 grand prize of Tacori jewelry. Simply visit DMRA Fine Jewelers today and enter for a chance to win your dream designs. Tacori engagement rings, wedding bands, and jewelry. 5 winners will be selected from now until December 31st. Visit DMRA today to win. Tacori lovers, it's your time.
Here today with Waco's financial and retirement planning resources, the team from Lovett and Associates, founder CEO Kendall Lovett, as well as advisor Jeremy Mossick. Kendall, what is the mission there at Lovett and Associates, and what do you do to help your clients achieve that mission?
Retirement is our mission. We wake up every day trying to help as many people as we can avoid the mistakes that most people make when they're preparing for retirement. That day comes around a lot quicker than they expect it to.
You mentioned avoid the mistakes. It's been said that smart people learn from their own mistakes. I really feel like we don't have the time to learn from our own mistakes in retirement. You sort of only get one chance at that ideal retirement.
You do. You get one chance at it. I think most people make a big mistake of procrastinating and saying, I'll get around to that when the time comes. We try to make people realize that if they get into a habit, that when the time comes, the money will be there. If you put it off one time, it makes it easier to put it off the next time, and it's time to retire and the money's not there.
There are several things that take place that can really spark the need to seek professional advice. That big event, someone who is approaching retirement, quicker than they thought they would. A large liquidity event, the sale of a property, sudden wealth, that liquidity event puts you in a position where you're dealing with more money and a lot more planning than the average person might be comfortable dealing with. And so coming to see an advisor to prepare for that and receive the best advice that you can under those circumstances is very important.
And at Lovett & Associates, they do offer that guidance to savers and investors across Waco on a complimentary, no-cost, no-obligation basis. All you need to do is pick up the phone and give a call, 254-870-6800. That's 254-870-6800.
Security and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other entity.
Direct phone number to reach Lovett & Associates is 254-751-1256.
It's football season. Waco Custom Marketplace is your one-stop tailgate shop and now offering fully cooked brisket, smoked in-house. A barbecue brisket tailgate box including fully cooked marketplace brisket, a pound of potato salad, beans, coleslaw, sliced pickles, sliced onions, 16 ounces of Marketplace barbecue sauce, and a loaf of bread, all for just $100. There's one-of-a-kind sausage, summer sausage, and boudin, and top-quality steaks that will melt in your mouth. A tailgate family box with ground beef and chicken breast and boneless pork chop for $40. Tailgate grill box with hot dogs, hamburger patties, hot links, leg quarters, $40. There's a snack box, a fajita party box. You can start your day with fresh baked kolaches, craft and domestic beer, charcoal and pellet fuel. It's your one-stop shop for all of your tailgating needs. The friendliest and fastest grocery store in Waco. Waco Custom Marketplace, 425 Lake Air Drive in Waco, or WacoCustomMarketplace.com.
Back with us, John Morris Show on this Monday. Appreciate you being with us. Brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. All right, let's take a look around the Big 12 from the weekend. Start with Baylor winning at Rice. 21-13 was the final score on Saturday evening at Rice Stadium. I don't have it in front of me, but attendance was 20,000, just a little bit over 20,000. And Ricky Thompson, and we couldn't see the lower deck on the side where we were in the press box, but Ricky, looking up at the stand, said he estimated it 75% Baylor people at the game.
That's impressive.
Not 50-50, 75% Baylor people.
Well, I mean, I guess that shows the large number of Baylor fans there.
Yeah.
Instead of having to come up here when they're coming to you, just come right down the road and watch them.
So really great Baylor turnout at the game. 21-13, the final. Charlie Brewer was really good. 20 of 27, 303 yards, a touchdown passing, one touchdown rushing. You heard that in the open. That was 25 yards out, capping a really nice drive right before halftime. Mm-hmm. Baylor used a couple of timeouts with Rice when Baylor was on defense. They got the ball back and they drove the ball, I want to say 74 yards in 29 seconds, and punched it in the end zone. Really, really crisp drive, and went up 21-3 at halftime. And then just couldn't get it back in the end zone in the second half. Rice got a field goal, made it 21-6. Late fourth quarter, Rice got a touchdown, their only touchdown of the night. Made it 21-13, but got no closer. The defense for Baylor played really well, gave up 242 yards total, 68 yards rushing for Rice. So, the defensive effort was really, really good for Baylor. And the offense, first half, can't argue with that. Mm-hmm. I think 360 some yards in the first half of offense. So they were really clicking there, and then second half just couldn't keep it going at that level.
That's weird, because usually the offense is high flying, and the defense is what you're usually having to worry about. And for it to the roles to reverse, it's uncharacteristic, and I just don't see that happening again. I don't see the offense having that kind of just timing out and not clicking. I just don't see that playing out like that away again. Going forward.
Yeah, well, needs to be different this week with Iowa State coming to town. Cyclones were really big. Talk more about that in a moment. But 21-13, Baylor wins over Rice. Bears are 3-0. Now Iowa State in the Big 12 opener, 2:30 this Saturday. It's here on ESPN Central Texas. Pregame programming beginning at 10:30. And television will be on ESPN this Saturday. So that's big. You get a lot of you get a lot of extra pub when your game's on ESPN on a Saturday.
And a lot of people are going to have eyes on that game. Because, I mean, the past few times, I mean, they've been going at it with Iowa State. And it's a big matchup. You know, you got to win this game, you know, to start off Big 12 play. And when you're on primetime or whatever and you have ESPN covering you, there's going to be a lot of people watching.
All right, so that's Baylor and Iowa State coming up Saturday. We'll talk more about that as the week progresses. Let's go back to Saturday and our Big 12 roundup. Let's check in Austin.
Getting the sideline, has the shotgun snap, turns, hands it, it's a reverse. Now it's back to Ellinger. Sam down the sidelines, caught Kate Brewer, touchdown Texas. Little mini flea flicker, and it goes for 25 yards and a go-ahead touchdown.
Craig Way with the call, courtesy of Learfield IMG College from Saturday. It was the Big 12 opener for both Texas and Oklahoma State. And back and forth, Oklahoma State the early lead, and Texas held on and won it 36-30 over Oklahoma State.
And, you know, that was Texas was needing that win at home over Oklahoma State with everything that had been going on and not having, you know, Oklahoma State coming in and taking care of business. So that was a good win for the Longhorns.
Yep, 36-30 for Texas, and they're now 1-0 in Big 12 play. Oklahoma State did not play that badly, but Texas, Sam Ellinger, really led the way. Texas defense, I think, played really well. Didn't get to see any of that game. Our game was going on at the same time, but Texas the win, 36-30 to start 1-0 in Big 12 play with the win over Oklahoma State. There was one other Big 12 matchup on Saturday. It took place in Lawrence, Kansas, West Virginia versus KU.
WVU double tight ends, O'Loughlin and Haskins, one behind the other, left of the formation, Pettaway in the backfield. Simmons in motion, left to right, now he returns to the left. Snap back, hand off, and Pettaway dancing in the hole, spins, he breaks free, 10, he's at the 5, and he's into the end zone. A magnificent run of 23 yards by Martell Pettaway. There was an initial surge around him as he took the handoff. Some way, somehow, he broke free. Mike O'Loughlin, the tight end, got him a block, and Pettaway with a pretty pirouette in the hole, spun through. There was no one there after that, and he went into the end zone untouched. For the touchdown, WVU scores on its opening possession of the third quarter, and they now lead it 16-7.
Tony Caridi, the call, Learfield IMG College and West Virginia. This was the one that was a little tough to call on Saturday or on Friday going into the game. You know, West Virginia was coming off the win over North Carolina State. Really good win. Now going back on the road where they had played, you know, they played so badly on the road 2 weeks before against Missouri. Kansas was coming off a big win over Boston College on the road, coming home.
Yeah.
Home Big 12 conference opener. Because Kansas was at home, I would have picked Kansas to win that game. But West Virginia found a way to win it 29-20. 24 was the final score.
And I wonder if, you know, tradition plays into that, you know, the mindset. West Virginia, you know, any other year you would have gave that game to West Virginia hands down, you know, but Kansas, you know, with what they've been able to do this year kind of made you toss it up in the air. But, you know, West Virginia was able to come in and take care of business.
Yeah, West Virginia 3-1 now under Neil Brown, first-year head coach there. Of course, Les Miles, the first-year head coach at Kansas as well. So West Virginia gets to 1-0 in league play with that win on the road over Kansas. Let's look at one more. It was the early game on Saturday. Listen to a good portion of this one. And there was a lot of offenses. Iowa State just pounded Louisiana Monroe.
There's a pump and a throw left. Wide open man, Tariq Milton made a man miss. 50, 40, Tariq. Streak 20 to the 10. He'll take it all the way for a Cyclone touchdown, 73 yards from Brock Purdy.
John Walters with the call, Learfield IMG College, Iowa State hosting Louisiana Monroe in Ames. How about 72-20 was the final score? 72 points on the board. a school record 714 yards of offense for Iowa State. Brock Purdy, 510 yards of total offense, 435 passing. And Cyclones, if they were disappointed about that loss to Iowa, and I'm sure they were, they didn't show it. They bounced back in a big way.
No, absolutely. And this is probably the best game. Well, it is the best game they put together all year long. And I think that they needed that going forward. You know, because you don't – I mean, with the first game with Northern Iowa, you should have won that. But, you know, you let them take you to the edge, and then you don't show up, and you lose a big game against Iowa, and you needed this. And they were able to take advantage and take care of business.
So big win for Iowa State, 72-20 over Louisiana Monroe. Pretty good head of steam for the Cyclones. Headed to Waco to open Big 12 play this Saturday. Also from Saturday, the battle for the Iron Skillet in the Metroplex, SMU and TCU at Amon G. Carter Stadium. And SMU had a lead in the first half. TCU caught up. Then it was back and forth and really a shootout. And SMU knocked off TCU 41-38.
I was kind of surprised by that, but that shows the importance of the quarterback position, I think. You know, and SMU had the better quarterback going in, and they were able to take advantage of that and get the victory.
So those are the games from Saturday. Tough loss for TCU falling to SMU. SMU's 4-0.
Yeah.
Now, maybe we're not giving them enough credit. Shane Buechele is the quarterback there, the transfer from Texas. And they're 4-0 for the first time since 1984. So that's going back, and maybe that's a better team, you know, than we were giving them credit for.
I'm sure it is. I mean, but I think probably their schedule plays into everybody kind of overlooks them. You forget about SMU, and it's kind of like North Texas. When North Texas was doing good, most of the people outside of the Metroplex or alum weren't giving them much credit. But I think we'll just see how it plays out for SMU going forward.
Yep. All right. So the schedule ahead for this week, it's all conference games this week. Two teams are off, but beginning at 11 a.m. on FS1, Kansas plays at TCU. At 11 a.m. on Fox, Tech plays at Oklahoma. 2:30 on ESPN television here on ESPN Central Texas, Iowa State at Baylor. And then 6 p.m. on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus, Kansas State at Oklahoma State. So, you know, the new deal with four schools this year, including Baylor, and Oklahoma State's one of those with Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus. That's going to hit the fan this week with a conference football game on there, K-State at Oklahoma State.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many fans have actually, you know, paid attention and went ahead and got their subscription to that.
Exactly.
Because if you didn't, there'll be a lot of upset people.
We've been trying to tell everybody, you know, that there's going to be some good games you want to watch on there. And, you know, this is one, a conference football game, Kansas State at Oklahoma State. That could be a good game. Kansas State playing with a lot of confidence right now. Chris Klieman, new head coach. Oklahoma State played well, really. Mm-hmm. Didn't play that badly against Texas, but coming off the loss and going back home. So that is 6 p.m. on Saturday from Stillwater.
Kansas State's going to have to play sound defense because Spencer Saunders is really, really good.
Really good. Absolutely. All right, so that's the Big 12 roundup. Games from Saturday. Look ahead to the games coming up this Saturday. Let's take a break. Speaking of Big 12 Now on ESPN+, Katie Steger and I did volleyball there yesterday, and Baylor knocked off Hawaii. Baylor number 5 in the nation. Hawaii at the time number 13 in the nation. After which, we visited with Coach Ryan McGuire. We'll let you hear that when we come back. Stay with us. John Morris Show will continue, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Baylor family, will you accept the challenge? Help us sell out McLean Stadium for a sold-out, gold-out when Baylor football hosts Iowa State on Saturday, September 28th. Wear gold and let's pack the house to give the Bears a home field advantage for the Big 12 Conference opener. Don't have tickets? Take advantage of the 4 for $40 deal and get a 4-pack of tickets at nearly an 80% discount. More information at BaylorBears.com/goldout.
It's Matt Mosley Show, brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. Save over $13,000 with supplier pricing on 2019 Silverado 1500 LT Texas Edition. Stop in today or visit us online at turnerschevy.com for the best deal on your new Chevrolet.
Conley Independent School District prepares its students with high levels of academic strength, including literacy, critical thinking, problem solving, technological skills, and communication. The mission of Conley ISD is to send off students to be successful, productive citizens, prepared for their future, college, the workplace, and ready for personal success. Conley ISD, where their students come first, where success is the shared responsibility of students, families, schools, and community. Conley Independent School District, where their environment influences learning, at conley.org.
Why not make it quick and easy to feed the entire family? Just stop by Bush's Chicken for Tender Tuesday. You get 16 tenders, a family gravy, and four rolls for just $11.99. Bush's Chicken, simply the best.
Hey, Baylor Bear fans, get game day ready with Barefoot Campus Outfitters. From going to games to going out on the town or just hanging with friends, Barefoot's got you covered for all occasions. Show your green and white pride with polos, caps, tees, novelty items, and decals. New items arriving weekly. We are Bear Nation. Dress appropriately with Barefoot Campus Outfitters, located on I-35 next to VTEX Barbecue.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. The Cowboys moved to 3-0 on the season after defeating the Dolphins 31-6. After the game, I caught up with Cowboys wide receiver Randall Cobb and asked how special this team could be.
We can be very, very special. I said that when I first got here. I said it throughout training camp. We have all the pieces. It's continuing to find a way to be consistent. Now that we're into the season, finding a way to win ball games and put ourselves in position towards the end of the season.
The Texans improved to 2-1 on the season after defeating the Chargers 27-20. Quarterback Deshaun Watson was 25-34 for 351 yards and three touchdowns. On the diamond, the Astros clinched the AL West for the third season in a row. All three seasons with 100 plus wins. They are the first team to accomplish this as the Yankees from 2002 to 2004.
SportsCenter every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where light shine bright.
We've been consistent. We haven't rolled over in any sets. You know, we got behind at Wisconsin, but we fought back, didn't win it. And then same deal, we fought back in the second set today, which I thought was huge. And, you know, we all saw what Hawaii did in Missouri here. And so, you know, to be up 2-0 is a lot different than 1-1. And, you know, then everyone's thinking we're going 4-5 again.
Now, back to today's JMO Radio Show. Here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
That is Ryan McGuire, Baylor volleyball coach. Baylor remains undefeated on the season. Remember, we talked about Friday going into the Baylor Classic, Baylor undefeated, and hosting two other undefeated schools in Missouri and Hawaii. Well, Baylor knocked off Mizzou 3-0 on Friday night, so gave Missouri their first hickey of the year. And then Hawaii beat Missouri on Saturday, so that left Hawaii still undefeated. Mm-hmm. And Baylor beat them yesterday 3-0 as well. Behind 19 kills by Yasiana Presley, 18 by Shelley Stafford. And so Baylor comes out of the weekend still unscathed, 9-0 on the year. And there were a lot of upsets among the top teams in collegiate volleyball. Rice beat Texas last week. Pitt beat Penn State, gave Penn State a loss in there. Somebody else, who was it? Not here, but there were 10 undefeated schools going into the weekend. Coming out of the weekend, there's only two, and Baylor is one of those. Baylor and Cal, the only Division I undefeated volleyball programs in the country.
Well, then they have to be the top two when the rankings come out.
Well, the only thing is two, like Stanford and Nebraska were 1-2, and they played each other. So they sort of beat each other up there. So they may stay ahead of Baylor. But I think it'll be interesting to see. Baylor may be as high as number 3 in the nation
when the poll comes out.
They would have to at least be three. I mean, you shut out two undefeated teams.
I know. Exactly. That's it.
So, I mean, you have to at least get number three.
Big win yesterday. Baylor beat Hawaii, 13th in the nation, 3-0. And after the match, here is volleyball coach Ryan McGuire.
I mean, you look at the numbers. I felt like y'all played really well, hit well. I mean, were you pretty pleased?
Both teams did very well offensively. I think, it was kind of the story of the middles a little bit. We had two middles with Shelley. Just they couldn't really stop her. Kara coming up big, and they couldn't stop her. For them, they're number eight. We couldn't. What was it, eight or three? Number three. We just were struggling to stop her on that. So disappointed in our defense, but really excited about our offense. To get 20 kills in a set is huge. Normally 15, 16 is gonna win it for you because you'll get some blocks and some other stuff. But it just we were able to side out at a good level, and Hawaii is a great, great team. They're dealing with an injury, so I expect them to keep moving up the charts. And low errors, it was just good volleyball. It was fun for the fans, and a lot of crazy digs, fun digs. But we, like what we're doing offensively, to have three players in double digits in three sets is really good.
This was a big weekend for you to beat two previously undefeated teams and stay undefeated yourself.
To go undefeated was huge for us this week. We did it without dropping any sets, too. And so as much as there's things to take away we got to work on, like we're trending the right way. This match showed some vulnerabilities that I knew we had and wanted to work on. But, when you play, you're off play. So I can't go out there and kill them and working on some certain things. So looking forward, to getting the break after Texas State for a couple days of training and start conference. But, everybody's good. And we saw it happen with Rice in Texas. So we got to make sure, Texas State's a good team as well, that we can refuel quickly and not have any kind of a letdown. I thought when we came back and played Houston, there was a little bit of letdown from a big weekend. So hopefully the girls see this as a three match weekend instead of just two matches and a new game next week.
You mentioned Shelley in the middle, and obviously she was really good. But Kara coming in as a freshman, I mean, what have you seen from her? She seems like she's really, taken off.
Kara is just has unlimited potential. There is so much potential in her, and what she's doing as a freshman, same deal. Like we're all excited about the jump that we've seen from Yossi and Locken moving into their upperclassmen. Can't wait for Kara to be an upperclassman, and really can't wait for her to be playing in October, because again, we're seeing more and more out of her. She does so many things well, and she's still learning the game. Some things, like once it clicks and light bulb goes on, she can be pretty dominant.
Coach, we talked about it a week ago, 27 sets to two so far this year. What's dominance at that level like?
Well, I'm pleased with that girl's consistency, and again, it's the third set against Missouri, and third set today. We had some challenges again with her serving. We want to wear teams down. When it goes back and forth, like I said, it's a hard team to wear down because, they're low error. It was 22-22 or 22-21, and then they had two hitting errors, and there's the difference of your match. So you really got to understand that sometimes, there's going to be 100 points played, and if you play 97 out of those 100 points extremely well, you beat the team that plays 95 points extremely well, and we'd all – those are good numbers out of 100, but that's sometimes the difference comes down to two or three. So we've been consistent. We haven't rolled over in any sets. We got behind at Wisconsin, but we fought back, didn't win it. And then same deal, we fought back in the second set today, which I thought was huge. And, we all saw what Hawaii did in Missouri here. And so, to be up 2-0 is a lot different than 1-1. And, then everyone's thinking you're going 4-5 again.
A lot of times you play non-conference to get ready for conference. You've played such a tough schedule this year. Your thinking's different, isn't it, as you get set to
it has been. We scheduled non-conference to get ready for postseason. And we really want to give ourselves a great seed. We want to be in a position, and we want to go deep in the tournament. It's one match at a time, 30 seconds at a time. But yeah, the schedule was to give us a taste of postseason. You know, so I feel as worn out as we are as we're playing. You know, we got to understand we're going to feel that way in December, and can we play great in that and, you know, play a lot of good teams.
That's Ryan McGuire, Baylor volleyball coach. He is pushing all the right buttons right now, and he would turn it around and give credit to his players. They are all playing at a very high level. Again, I think tomorrow morning we'll get the new poll out. Baylor was number 5 in the nation last week, and almost assuredly will move up with a lot of shuffling among the top 5, top 10 teams, but Baylor remaining undefeated.
Yeah, and they should, and they have a really, really solid program. Just to watch what he's been able to do is impressive, and it's just good overall for the university, in my opinion.
They've got one more non-conference game. It's tomorrow night, 6 p.m. against Texas State. Come on out and see what we're talking about in the Farrell Center, or we'll have the broadcast on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus tomorrow at 6. Then conference play starts for Baylor volleyball this Saturday, this upcoming Saturday at Kansas.
How many teams are ranked other than them in the Big 12?
Texas is. They were third last week. Iowa State has been, but I don't think they were in the top 25 last week. Mm-hmm. Kansas has been in the recent past, but they're not. So it might just be Baylor and Texas.
So the schedule they played has them set up nice for conference.
And that's why he did it. Yeah. He wanted to help himself RPI-wise,
right,
you know, for the postseason by playing this really tough schedule.
It was very smart.
Yeah, very. John Morris Show brought to you in part by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. Also brought to you by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Big week ahead for the Baylor Club. They've got member appreciation social hour coming up this Wednesday, the 25th. That's always fun, 4:30 to 6:30. And then this weekend with the Baylor home game, here you go, Friday Night Live, Friday beginning at 5. The tailgate at Knox Hall, that is on Saturday. And then the terrific victory brunch scheduled for Sunday at the Baylor Club, beginning at 10:30 a.m., lasting till 1:30. And that follows, those brunches at the Baylor Club follows on Sundays following Baylor home football weekends. So a big week ahead at the Baylor Club. Check it out on the web, thebaylorclub.com. You can always give them a call, get more information, answer any questions you might have about membership. Just call 254-710-8080.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical. Or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Qualifications and rules apply. See Genco FCU for details.
Ask for Kasasa.
Warning, free Genco Kasasa checking may lead to a rise in disposable income due to cash back on everyday debit card purchases, refunds on ATM fees, and eliminations of so-called service fees. Increased satisfaction may result while operating your Genco debit card. If you suffer from chronic money loss, search for help at any Genco branch office. This has been a financial health advisory, courtesy of Genco FCU. It's like money medicine for your shopping habit.
Hey everyone, it's Jason Miller with Syntex Rehab in Belton and in Harker Heights. I wanted to let you know of a brand new offering from our clinic, and that is our concierge physical therapy service. So what is that? What is concierge physical therapy? Well, starting September 1st, our physical therapist can now come to you. If you have back, neck, shoulder, or knee pain and are too busy to come to our clinic, we can come to you. Instead of taking time out of your busy day, leaving work to seek treatment, our doctors of physical therapy will now come to you and provide you with the therapy that you need. This saves you valuable time. Time is money, so why not save it and let Syntex Rehab come to your office or business? For more information, visit syntexrehab.com and chat with our patient care specialist directly on our website. That's syntexrehab.com, CENTEXREHAB.com, or call our office at 254-630-1186. Contact us today and let us get you back to a life with less pain.
Tired of searching for your next apartment home? No one wants to drive around aimlessly, wasting gas, looking at one place after another. Let Heritage Square end your search. Their courteous and professional on-site staff will have you relaxing by their crystal clear pool in no time, letting all the stress of moving just float away. Call them at 254-420-1500. Heritage Square. It's more than a place to call home.
Hey, it's Matt Mosley, official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Jim Turner Chevrolet is giving away four club seats to the Baylor-Iowa State game. Just stop in Jim Turner Chevrolet and donate 5 pounds of non-perishable food items to benefit the McGregor Food Pantry. To register, go to turnerchevy.com for details. Winner will be announced during a live on-set episode of the Matt Mosley Show, Friday, September 27th. Stop in today. Check out the great Jim Turner Chevrolet deals and drop off some canned goods to register to win. Sick 'em, Bears!
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm your boy Q with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update, brought to you by Valvoline Express Care Waco, 833 North Valley Mills Drive, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 5. The Cowboys moved to 3-0 on the season after defeating the Dolphins 31-6. After the game, I caught up with Cowboys wide receiver Randall Cobb and asked how special this team could be.
We can be very, very special. I said that when I first got here. I said it throughout training camp. We have all the pieces. It's continuing to find a way to be consistent. Now that we're into the season, finding a way to win ball games and put ourselves in position towards the end of the season.
The Texans improved to 2-1 on the season after defeating the Chargers 27-20. Quarterback Deshaun Watson was 25-34 for 351 yards and 3 touchdowns. On the diamond, the Astros clinched the AL West for the 3rd season in a row. All 3 seasons with 100 plus wins. They are the first team to accomplish this as the Yankees from 2002 to 2004.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Final segment, John Morris Show on this Monday morning. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Stay tuned. Matt Mosley is coming up next. Matt, 10 to noon. Unnecessary Roughness, noon to 3 today, and then you make the call 3 to 6. I think the plan is to air the Matt Rhule press conference live at 11:30 this morning, so stay tuned for that coming up tail end of the Matt Mosley Show. We're brought to you in part by Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. This is a big week ahead for Amanda, and she is involved in Dancing with the Waco Stars. She has been training with Jenny McCormick, and this Thursday is the event. It is, I'm told it's completely sold out, which is amazing. That is great, but you can still support Amanda and really of the dancers or those participating by voting. You can go online and vote for your favorite Waco star here, and then each vote equals $1. So that's a way to make donations and show support. Amanda is raising money and votes by donating to the Family Abuse Center. So that is terrific cause there. And that is coming up this week, this Thursday. Definitely a very good cause. Dancing with the Waco Stars, and Amanda Cunningham will be involved in that.
They didn't try to get you to be a contestant?
No, nobody's ever asked that with good reason.
With good reason, they should.
Yeah, no,
get you out there.
No. Get more information on Amanda's Facebook page, Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. There'll be information about this, Dancing with the Waco Stars, contact information for her, and all the great things she's doing with folks finding homes for them, selling or buying. Amanda can certainly help you with that. Just search on Facebook, Amanda Cunningham, Caldwell Banker, Apex Realtor. All right, day of the day today. Garrett tells us today is National Family Day.
Yeah.
How great is that?
Pretty good day.
Every day should be National Family Day, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like Military Appreciation Day. Every day should be Military Appreciation Day.
It comes natural.
Yes. So this is a good one. National Family Day. The family unit is just so important, and it is to me, and I know you also. Mm-hmm. Garrett, and I know to a lot of people, so watch for that. Watch for ways to celebrate and observe hashtag National Family Day today.
All right. Any birthdays you want to pass along today?
I got two. Okay. Today's my father-in-law, Cecil Munoz. Today's his birthday.
Hey, great.
And then a friend of mine in Longview, Cody Coffey. Today's his birthday as well.
Very good. So happy birthday to them. I'll add to that Paul Thorpe in the Baylor alumni engagement, Baylor alumni area with the Baylor Sports Network. Today's Paul's birthday, former baseball pitcher at Baylor, and I saw Paul at Houston at the pregame tailgate on Saturday. So happy birthday to Paul. Saw him Friday night at the reception in Houston also. So happy birthday to Paul Thorpe. If you know him, shoot him a text or tell him happy birthday. Greg Priest, former Baylor golf coach, now over in Tyler. Today is Greg's birthday. And Nell Hawkins' birthday is today. So Nell was just so instrumental, really, in the gold with Baylor and the gold out. And now here this week, we've got a sold-out gold out at McLean Stadium. And it happens on the same week as Nell's birthday, which is today. So that's very fitting, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. That's ironic how that worked out.
Exactly. So happy birthday to Mrs. Nell Hawkins today. Everyone should wear gold in her honor. Today for her birthday, and then Saturday for the sold-out gold out at McLean Stadium as well. All right, we got to move out of here, make room for Matt Mosley coming in next. Stay tuned for that, Matt, from 10 to noon, and the Matt Rhule press conference coming up at 11:30 this morning, carried live here on ESPN Central Texas. Garrett, appreciate you. Thanks very much. Lord willing, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 9. Stay tuned. Matt Mosley is next.
You are absolutely one of the best in America.